"Where are you going, Philippa?" Mrs. Jackman asked sharply, as Flip turned away from the group of tourists standing about in the cold hall of the Chateau of Chillon. "I'm going for a walk," Flip said. Her father put his hand on her shoulder. "I'd rather you stayed with us, Flip." She looked up at him, her eyes bright with pleading. "Please, father," she whispered. Then she turned and ran out of the chateau, away from the dark, prisoning stones and out into the sunlight that was as bright and as sudden as bugles. She ran down a small path that led to Lake Geneva, and because she was blinded by sudden tears and by the sunlight striking on the lake, she did not see the boy or the dog sitting on a rock at the lake's edge, and she crashed into them. "I'm sorry," she gasped, as the boy slid off the rock and one of his legs went knee-deep into the water before he was able to regain his balance. She looked at his angry, handsome face and said quickly, this time in French, "I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you." "You should watch where you're going," the boy cried, and bent down to wring the water out of his trouser leg. The dog, a large and ferocious brindle bull, began leaping up at Flip, threatening to knock her down. "Oh," she gasped, "please, please." "Down, Ariel, down," the boy commanded. And the bulldog dropped to his feet and then lay down in the path in front of Flip, his stump of a tail wagging with such frenzy that his whole body quivered. The boy looked at Flip's navy blue coat. "I'm afraid Ariel got your coat dirty. His paws are always muddy." "That's all right," Flip said. "If I let it dry, it will brush off." She looked up at the boy standing very straight and tall, one foot on the rock. Flip was tall. "I do hope you won't grow any taller, Philippa dear," Mrs. Jackman kept saying. But this boy was even taller than she was, and perhaps a year older. "I'm sorry I knocked you into the lake," Flip said. "Oh, that's all right. I'll dry off." The boy smiled. Flip had not realized how somber his face was until he smiled. "Is anything the matter?" he asked. Flip brushed her hand across her eyes and smiled back. "No, I was just in a rage. I always cry when I'm mad. It's terrible." She blew her nose furiously. The boy laughed. "May I ask you a question?" he said. "It's to settle a kind of bet." He reached down and took hold of the bulldog's collar, forcing him to rise to his feet. "Now sit properly, Ariel," he commanded, and the dog dropped obediently to its haunches, its tongue hanging out as it panted heavily. "And try not to drool, Ariel," the boy said. Then he smiled at Flip again. "You are staying at the Montreux Palace, aren't you?"
"Yes,"
Flip nodded. "We came in from Paris last night." "Are you Norwegian?"
"No, I'm American."
"She was right then," the boy said.
"Right? About what? Who?" Flip asked.
She sat down on the rock at the edge of the water, and Ariel inched over until he could rest his head on her knee.
"My mother. We play a game whenever we're in hotels, my parents and I. We look at all the people in the dining room and decide what nationalities they are. It's lots of fun. My mother thought you were American, but my father and I thought maybe you were Norwegian. Because of your hair, you know."
Flip reached up and felt her hair. It was the color of very pale corn, and she wore it cut quite short, parted on the side with a bang falling over her rather high forehead. Mrs. Jackman had suggested that she have a permanent, but for once Flip's father had not agreed.
She has enough wave of her own, and it suits her face this way, he said, and Mrs. Jackman relented.